Greetings. Today I'm in Wichita, Kansas. I've had some wonderful days here serving Christ Life Ministry, Pastor Derek, and the family of God. We had a great time yesterday as God's family. God is doing a new thing. We are in a season of community, presence, participation, and the supernatural riches of being the family of God. The enemies of God are being subdued by God's presence from heaven to earth. God is invading darkness with light. He's bringing life to death in the lives of people and in the generations of mankind. Although there is great darkness in the world, the earth is the Lord's and all of its fullness, and God is increasing his glory in the lives of men and women in the tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations of the world. His glory transforms our lives as individuals and is also a growing glory in the testimony of the body of Christ in the corporate context of the generations of the church. The growing glory of God in the earth is a testimony of the changing seasons of God in the rising day of the Lord in the nations. The more we see him, the more we are changed to become like him in our character, nature, way, power, and authority. Religious activities keep us busy in the church, but Christ in us transforms our testimony to our world. We don't get our identity from what we do in life. What we do in life gets its identity from who we are. We get our identity from our Father in heaven. To get our identity out of what we do is idolatry. Life can only come from a source of life. It cannot come from works. The works that we do must serve the life that is being given to us by God. God doesn't want to bless what we are doing in life. He wants us to partner with him in what he is blessing. In doing so, we become a partner with Holy Spirit in becoming a blessing to our world. We must not be stuck in the works of a past season of God in our lives. We must seek to do works that serve what God is doing in every new expression of his life in the earth. Ezekiel 47, verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. We are a temple of Holy Spirit. Together we are a greater expression of the temple of Holy Spirit. The prophet Ezekiel was proclaiming of the day when we would become a temple of Holy Spirit. We are each a temple of Holy Spirit, but together we are a greater expression of Holy Spirit that brings a greater glory to our Father in heaven. Together we are a family. Life-giving water flows from the threshold of the temple to bring new things into our world. It flows to the east. It flows to the desirable place of knowing God and walking with him, even as Eden, the desirable place, was in the garden in the east. It was a place of knowing God and bringing the blessing of God to the barren places of the world. The rivers that flowed from Eden were a testimony of God's desire to bring life to the world. It is from the place of knowing God and walking with him that we can bring life to our world. John 7, 37 through 39. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Holy Spirit in our lives is the testimony of Jesus at the right hand of God. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. The life that he releases in us is life with resurrection power. The life that God gives to us is testified by the life that comes out from us to our world. Knowing God will bring the fruit of life that comes by knowing him to our world. Jesus had told his disciples that they would see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God in power, Luke 22:69. That power is the power of the authority of resurrection from the dead. On the day that Pentecost was fulfilled, the outpouring of Holy Spirit was the confirmation that Jesus had been exalted to the right hand of God, Acts 2, verse 32 and 33. The right hand of God is the place of God's authority to man. It is the authority of resurrection life, and that life is an eternal life. It is a life that cannot die, and it is life that can bring life to the deadest of places in us. Eternal life is a place of knowing God our Father and Jesus the Son, John 17:3. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.